Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Mueller, welcome. Director, do you agree that no United States citizen arrested in the United States should be indefinitely detained without all the rights of due process? What's your interpretation of Section 1021 of the National Defense Authorization Act?
Can you repeat the question again?
Sure. The question is whether or not you agree that no United States citizen apprehended, seized, captured, arrested in the United States should be indefinitely detained without all the rights of due process provided by our Constitution.
I believe that should be the case.
So do you have concern over the language that is in the National Defense Authorization Act called Section 1021, which does not clarify the status of U.S. citizens in that regard?
I haven't focused on that aspect of the Act as much as I focused on the other aspects of the Act. But I do believe it gives affirms the President's authority to make what decisions the President believes are necessary to thwart a terrorist attack.
But that might include seizing a U.S. citizen in their home in Chicago, Illinois, and then detaining them indefinitely without charges.
I'm not certain that's the case, but I have not read the OLC opinions, and I have not followed the debate
sure.
on it.
Well, we would look forward to the opportunity to work with you to make sure that it's clear that U.S. citizens have that protection. We are in the process of working through that here in the Congress. Let me ask you another question. Last week, the FBI arrested five